With this spring sports spotlight on 92.1 KRBLS, I'm Andrew Schneider. For one Pella High School senior, getting to play two sports in college was a priority. John Altman intends to play both basketball and golf at Central College starting this fall. Altman discusses his decision to stay local to continue in two sports on 92.1 KRLS. First of all, congratulations. What led you to your decision both in school and to play two sports?
It was kind of a tough decision to choose between the two. I love both of them. I love both playing them. And so having the opportunity to play both at Central was pretty big. And then just decided that it'd be best if I played both instead of having to choose between the two. It's going to be a lot of work trying to play both, but I feel like I can do it. Then Central, already having a good relationship with Coach Dalma and Coach Blasi at Central, is what led me to make my decision to play there.
This news comes at the end of a week of a lot of good news, I assume, for Central. Josh Van Gort from Pella Christian and your teammate Logan Shetterly both committing as well. How excited are you about that news, knowing that you know how good those two guys are and that you'll be joining them on the same basketball team?
I'm very excited. We've played together quite a bit over the past few years, so getting to continue to play with them at Central is pretty exciting. When Logan told me he was switching from football to play basketball Central, I was pretty pumped. And just getting to play with him again and have another good 4 years will be exciting.
Well, and the basketball team with Coach Dama, you mentioned you had a relationship. It's no secret that the American Rivers Conference plays a pretty similar style to what you played in high school and a lot of three-point shooting. I imagine that you feel like you fit pretty well on that team, and what are the ways that you think you can contribute?
Yeah, absolutely. Bringing my shooting skills again will be important. Coach Dama talked to me about how he sees me fitting in the program pretty early. I went to a few games this year, and watching them play, it reminded me of how we played. I had to get going and get a lot of threes up, and so fitting in will probably be pretty easy for me.
And then in terms of golf, you mentioned Coach Blasi. It's no secret that you would probably see him a whole lot over at Boss Landon. What about his program and fit and style really encouraged you to keep on playing golf as well?
Yeah, he's a really good coach. He's had some great coaching history with other schools he's coached at, so getting to play for him will be fun, and just having him teach me some things I still need to learn. He's really turned the program around as of late. He's made him into a really good competitive team, so getting to compete with the guys on the team will be fun.
And I asked the other guys this too. You play in one of the best 3A conferences in Iowa, both in basketball and golf. How has that level of competition, do you think, prepared you? You know, when in basketball you're playing against the Bowen Bournes and Xavier Fosters, and in golf there are several state medalists that are in your conference. How has that prepared you, do you think, for the college level?
With it being very competitive, it's helped me a lot. Going up against the top guys and seeing what I need to work on to get better, that's pushed me to move forward in my career, and it's really got me to where I am at today.
Well, and the basketball season, while it didn't end with a state championship, obviously you got to go to state. You were part of the highest scoring team in Class 3A. You know, what are your thoughts about this basketball season and the things that you guys were able to accomplish this year?
It was a really good season overall. Not quite the way we wanted to finish. It was pretty upsetting after that loss. But we talked about afterwards, us seniors leaving the program better than how we found it is something that we feel like we accomplished when we finished our season. Overall, though, we play in one of the toughest conferences, like you said. So some of the teams that we beat the eventual state champions. So knowing that we could compete with them, and overall, we had a good season, I feel like.
Altman was a second-team All-State and All-Tournament golfer in 2019 last spring, and was also a second-team All-Little Hawkeye Conference honoree for basketball for his senior season. For the Spring Sports Spotlight on 92.1 KRBLS about John Altman, I'm Andrew Schneider.